Here is the latest news from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom and the Associated Press. I'm Nick Johnson. During the April 27th Drug Enforcement Agency National Drug Take Back Initiative, 328.8 points of expired or unused medications were collected. 328.8 pounds of drugs were collected. The following is a list of the participating law enforcement agencies in the county and the amount of drugs they took back. The Brown City Police Department collected 2.8 pounds. Croswell Police Department collected 20.4 pounds. The Deckerville Police Department collected 20.2 pounds. Lexington Police Department collected 14 pounds. And Marlette Police Department collected 25.2 pounds. Also, the Sanilac County Sheriff's Department and Drug Task Force, which also covers the Peck and the Sandusky Police Department, collected a total of 246.2 pounds since last fall. All of the medications that were collected have been turned over to the DEA for proper disposal, which is generally done by incineration. Drop boxes are available to dispose of unused or expired medications year-round, or pickup arrangements can be made by calling the Sanilac County Drug Task Force at 810-648-4580 or your local police department. The Village of Cass City will be doing a spring cleaning of fire hydrants in the community. Hydrant flushing will be done on Tuesday, May 14th, and again on Wednesday, May 15th. The movement to allow outdoor dining and serving of alcoholic beverages continues along with the creation of social districts for those activities. The Lapeer City Commission approved right-of-way licenses that will allow restaurants, food businesses, and taverns to include outdoor seating on sidewalks in front of establishments within a designated area. The cost to allow that is $25 for each business license. In other action, the commission adopted a resolution to apply for funding through the Michigan Department of Transportation Local Bridge Program for preventative maintenance work. If secured, the funding would go towards upgrading the bridges on Fox, Nipissing, and Oregon streets. The bridge program requires a 5% local match to assist municipalities to do preventative maintenance and bridge replacement. And we will be right back with more news for you at WLEW and WHST right after this.
Get on board.
The water is open. It's time to go boating and fishing and leave stress in our wake. Feel the wind as we ride and a fish on the line. Reel in our first catch and feel the sun at our backs. It's get out on the water season. It's time to get on board. Find out where to get on board near you. Visit Take Me Fishing and Discover Boating to learn more. And please recreate responsibly.
Get on board. Get on board.
Stormy Daniels has testified at Donald Trump's hush money trial that when she met him at a golf course in 2006, they talked about the adult film industry and he asked her out to dinner. The porn actor testified that her publicist suggested that dinner with Trump would make a great story. Daniels has said she had a sexual encounter with Trump, which he denies. Her testimony is central to the case because in the final weeks of Trump's 2016 Republican presidential campaign, his lawyer, Michael Cohen, paid Daniels $130,000 to keep quiet. Trump faces 34 felony counts of falsifying business records in connection with the hush money payments. He has pleaded not guilty. Police have cleared a pro-Palestinian tent encampment at the University of Chicago as tensions ratchet up in standoffs with demonstrators at other college campuses across the U.S. and even Europe. The Rhode Island School of Design is holding talks with protesters occupying a building, and MIT is dealing with a new encampment on a site that was cleared and immediately retaken by demonstrators. The confrontations come as campuses try a range of strategies, from appeasement to threats of disciplinary action, to resolve the protests against the Israel-Hamas war and clear the way for commencements. And that has been your news for this hour on WLEW and WHST. I'm Nick Johnson. For the latest Thumb Area news anytime, visit our website, thumbnet.net.
And taking a look next at your obituaries, the following area death has been reported for today, Tuesday, May the 7th of 2024. Donald M. Verfaley, age 65 of Caseville, passed away Sunday, May the 5th, while at home. No arrangements are planned for Donald M. Verfaley. The Champaign Funeral Chapel is handling the arrangements. For a complete look at your thumb area obituaries anytime, you can also go online to thumbnet.net.